This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. The pandemic shut down stages months ago, and that's made things very hard for people who work in the arts. With many venues still closed, actors, musicians, and dancers are finding new ways to create outdoors. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports on one new initiative called Ballet Street Project.
I met up with Tempe Ostergren on a bench outside the Liberty Memorial. Ostergren is a former dancer with the Kansas City Ballet. And during the coronavirus shutdown, she said she was struck by some of the videos cropping up on social media. Ballet dancers in Los Angeles, Paris, and Amsterdam.
They started to post these beautiful videos. People, you know, dancing wherever they could.
When some of the restrictions here were lifted, she says some dancers in Kansas City got together outdoors at the riverfront.
It had been months and months that everybody was indoors, and we finally just decided to get together. And we're sitting there chatting, and we thought, you know what? Why don't we do a video like this?
She says this combination of unexpected free time and the need for a creative outlet led to the Ballet Street Project, dance unstaged and outdoors.
And this all of a sudden was like, oh, I feel myself. I'm doing art. I'm creating. Like, I'm going to see, you know, what I can do.
Wider ones, or these are more the closer up
Maybe
ones.
Wider ones.
So that's the other camera.
On a recent weekday in the outdoor courtyard at the 1900 building, Ostergren stood next to Ron Berg as they looked at some of the images in his camera. Berg says many of his regular clients, like ad agencies and design firms, are still working from home. So he's not as booked as usual.
The work during pandemic for someone like me who's a commercial photographer and director has been a total paradigm shift. It's been pretty much non-existent.
The Ballet Street Project, he says, has adopted a bit of a guerrilla approach to taking over the Kansas City streets, filming in iconic spots like 18th and Vine, along the streetcar line downtown, the West Bottoms, and Liberty Memorial and Union Station.
As I have filmed these and been up close and personal in the streets, almost every time I get chills. They're such athletes, and I think we forget that.
Dancer Liliana Hagerman and her husband, dancer Lumine Pereira, did a pas de deux on the Freight House pedestrian bridge at Union Station in regular clothes and tennis shoes. At the time, Hagerman says, she was just a few weeks past having surgery.
It's been very easy for me to try and get myself back into dancing for real. So it's like step by step.
Dancer Danielle Fu says each location has a different energy. On the grounds of the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, she and her husband, dancer Liang Fu, did about five or six takes exploring new ideas with the music.
One of the reasons we all dance is that not only we love the feeling of the movement, but you get to express who you are through the movement.
Liang Fu says he tried to choreograph a little bit, but it was mostly improvisation.
Because in the theater, it's always, you know, staged. We're always confined inside. But in the outside, somehow, the nature, the street, it just gets you to feel really free.
These days, says Tempe Ostergren, people need art more than ever. And dance can express our need for connection and openness.
And we also just wanted to create something that was beautiful, expressing and uplifting and liberating for both the dancers and the audience members.
She says they're still working on the finishing touches, but look for Ballet Street Project's own series of videos in the coming weeks. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.